And we're live. Hey, good afternoon. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Betty's like, what did you do? She's looking at me, staring at me. Hey, went live. Do we need clickbait? Do you want to be on the show? She just wants bait. Anyway, hey, good afternoon. This is our 734th episode of the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. A little late today. A lot of things. I'm getting stuff done today. I'm like all excited. And I got a bunch of interviews and for the upcoming the online Agile Summit. So loving it. The Agile Online Summit, I should say it right. Anyway, so that's coming up on the 25th, 26th, and 27th of October. But anyway, what am I talking about today? Got a couple things. We do have Fortune Cookie Friday. Yay! Fortune Cookie Friday. That's a little fun. That's Betty's favorite day of the week, by the way, because she gets to eat the fortune cookie because Jerry doesn't like the fortune cookie too much. Anyway, so here's an idea for a retro item. And I was listening to some stuff, and I was listening to another Scrum Master talk about how their daily thing is they get in an hour before everyone else and do all this stuff. So I'm going to challenge that thought process a little bit. And I'm also going to say, you know, everyone talks about this time box is fixed. And I'm going to challenge you for your next retro. And this is the question. You don't have to do the four box thing all the time. I mean, that's like beginning stuff, right? But this one I want to challenge you. Of course, Bubba wants to be in. How can I be more productive with the time I got? Because everyone's got the same set of time. But the question in retro is, how can I be more productive? And I got to move Bubbles because she's moving the screen. So anyway, this is a 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And this is Bubbles. Apparently, she wants to be in every episode. And now Betty wants to be in. Oh, there's the bedsters. Bedsters looking at the cookies. She's coming in for the cookies. And we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way. And Betty's going to fall off the couch. Hi, Betty. I don't have any cookies. No cookies. And a little bit. Cookies. Hi, Bubbles. There's some both here. Look at, here we go. Bubbles is in the show. Bubbles, we're doing live. I don't need you to like step on the controllers and move things around. So this is my thing. And of course, Betty's, this is crazy. Okay, Betty, it's not your cookie. No, go sit down, Betty. Betty, sit. Bubbles is back live. Come on, sit, be good. Okay, so I got to hold the cookies apparently because she's going to try to get them. She stole a whole bag, a whole box of cookies. Anyway, back. So we do this so you can bring value to your customers without working crazy hours. And we're going to talk about working the crazy hours in this episode. And we do this so you can home the family and friends and have a little fun and good time. And apparently I'm having a great time right now. Doing what I'm doing. So let's get on to the topics so we get moving and get on the other things that get done today. So here's a retrospective item for your team. Hey, our time box is fixed. Everybody likes moving that time box around, but let's set that time because every person in the universe has the same amount of time. No matter who you are, what you're doing, we all have the same set of time. Okay, time's the same for every human being on the planet, right? An animal creature, I think. Maybe not these two. Bubbles got 9 lives. She's already used like 2 or 3 of them, though. Betty, she's used a couple lives. Anyway, but time is same with everyone. So if your time box is fixed, here's your retrospective item. How can I be more productive in my time? And here's how you develop that retrospective, right? So in the retrospective, you say to your teammates, and you have individual time. Sometimes it doesn't always have to be as a group thing. During the retrospective, you have each person write down a couple things that they can do to be more productive in the time they have. What can they do? And the answer is not work during lunch. The answer is not coming an hour before everyone else. The answer isn't let's work 60 hours. Let's work weekends. So that is not an answer. So you have to put a caveat. The answer can't be work more time. It's about how can I be more productive with the time I got, that 2-week time box, if you're doing a 2-week sprint, what can I do to be more productive? And challenge each individual, because this is where the individual coaching comes from, during this retrospective period, What can I do to be more productive? You could do a following session. What can we as a team do to be more productive as a team? But I would also challenge an individual retrospective. So 1 year retrospective instead of the full team, do an individual retrospective session. And then you get to coach with each individual, right? You could do it as a group, but maybe everyone would like to see. You could offer that up, but I would do an individual retrospective with each person and say, I got a 2-week thing. But it would be nice to just, if you do it as a whole, then they all know you're not picking on any individual, right? So you do it as a group team exercise. And during your 1 hour retrospective, you say, everyone, okay, look, write down on a piece of paper what you can do to be more productive with your 2-week time box. And it ain't working lunchtime. It ain't not going to the bathroom. It's not taking a pee bottle with you and working at your desk so you never have to get up. No. That was an old train thing from the 1800s when they never made a rest stop where they gave you actually bucket to use, right? So that's not more productive with your time. So that doesn't count. I just actually saw one on eBay the other day and I was really tempted to buying it. For my railroad, I should, for the railroad museum. Man, I think about it, I'm going to go, even if it doesn't react to Philly, I think just the fact that idea you had one and see they'd see what it was like, especially for women and children, I think. And they said, please don't dump the bottles. And we're off on a tangent. Okay, stop the tangent, Greg. But let's say, so do a retrospective. Time box fixed. You have your old team. And you ask each person individually to write down. I mean, they can share. If anybody wants to share, you can offer. Do any of you would like to share with the rest of the team some of the things that you think you could be doing to be more productive, right? And that would be fine. That would be great, actually, a way to do it. So you ask each person, what can you be more productive with your 2-week sprint? How can you be more productive? It's their own little personal thing. And then you can individually coach each person on the team and work with them. Now you have an item that you can work together. How do you want to tackle it? Which one do you want to work first? And have one-on-one sessions with everyone in our team. So this is a great Scrum Master thing, right? I think it's awesome. Because the time box doesn't get bigger. The time box is what it is. But let every week, that Kaizen thing that we talked about last week, what bugs you yesterday? Something you can do to be more productive each and every sprint. Just one. Chip away that 15 minutes. Chip away that half hour. Chip away that hour. Right. And by the time you get more time and more efficient at the time you have, it allows you to do more stuff, therefore more productive. Getting it? So you do that with individual, you can share, and then you can coach individuals. But this way you can, and then you can also do another session similar to that, probably do another show, like a whole group thing. How could we be more productive as a team in our toolbox? How can we do that? Right. It's about that. So that's your retrospective item for today. How in this fixed time box world can I be more productive during my fixed time? Again, it's not working lunchtime. It's not working at night. It's not working on weekends, right? It's not working 60 hours. It's within that 40 hours or less, depending on where you are and how much time you actually work. So that's that. All right. Now I'm going to do Fortune Cookie Friday. Yay! And Betty's all excited. So in here is a fortune cookie that's been wrapped, a message from Agile Accountants. And as you can see, I think the message is sticking out. So we definitely have a message. And their quality control is not very good lately. Yeah, that Betty squished them all. We'll see. So I got to get all this out. I'm going to take a picture of this before you can eat all the cookies. I know you want to, I'm putting it over here because if I put it anywhere in here, I'll give you a little piece of cookie. There you go. Make you happy. She's got her little piece of cookie. All right. So let's see what the Agile Accountants have to say based on the topic we said today. Huh. Here we go. It takes courage to lead a life, any life. It takes courage to lead a life, any life. Now, how can we do this? It takes courage to say no to working more hours, right? So you can lead a life both in work and outside of work. By not letting yourself go on being more unproductive hours, by focusing your productivity in that time box, you're more efficient. You're more living your life. It gives you more chance to live your life in your work and at home. So I would say it takes courage to lead a life, any life. So it takes courage to admit, what do we got to do to be more productive? It takes courage to say no for more hours. But the question is, how do we say no? And what can we do to justify, because they're going to ask you, to get where you need to be, right? We need you to do this. We need to all do this. I need to do this stuff. So it takes courage to lead a life, any life. So that's what I'm going to go with today. I want to wish you all the best. Please give us a thumbs up. You know, manage your time. That's why I have my watch and thumbs up. Give us a thumbs up. More productive. Ring the bell once, twice, so you can get notified when we go live, because sometimes my schedule would come back crazy lately, and I have to do the show a little bit later. And that's it. Enjoy your Friday. See you tomorrow. And don't forget, we got podcasts. So I'm almost, we're at a point where I'm doing podcasts the day after, the day of, every time I do the show. So they're getting to the point where they're right on top of each other at this point in time. My backlog of shows to put in podcasts is pretty much done. And we're at 734. Hopefully, we'll have over 10,000 downloads before the end of the month. So we are getting out there. People are listening. I want to thank you all. Take care. Enjoy your day and happy scrumming. And see ya. Bye.